This event is brought to you by Malcare and Blog Vault. Check out malcare.com and blogvault.net, helping you secure and restore your WordPress websites. Quite literally, thank them. Without them, I wouldn't be able to be doing the WP Minute Live, and Daniel wouldn't have that nice new gold chain around his neck.
Oh.
Moving forward, I'd ask all of you to join the Link Squad. Hashtag Link Squad producers and contributors in the Discord server. Share, vote, and discuss their newsworthy links with others. When you're part of the Link Squad, you're part of making weekly WordPress news. And we're talking about one of the biggest topics, 5.9, and learning a little bit more about 5.9. Daniel, your segment's up next.
Yeah, and really what we're doing here too, for folks that don't know the WP Minute is that it's contributor sourced news. We provide links basically every week of what we see out there in the industry. And so we often have discussions around those links, similar to what you'd see in a newsroom. And it's just done in Discord. And so we're talking with each other and talking about the various things we like about a link or whatnot.
WP Minute Live is bringing you that discussion right here on Twitter Spaces and streaming platforms across the internet. Someday discuss hashtag Link Squad topics with us live and follow at the WP Minute to stay up to date.
Yeah, given the new release of WordPress 5.9, we're going to focus on this week's topic being learning WordPress. And so everyone's brought at least one link, perhaps two or three, that share a little bit about learning WordPress. And so we're going to go through once, and we're going to see how that goes and how long that takes. But first, let me introduce our folks here. We already know kind of Matt Medeiros, our fearless leader here, director by day at castnotes.com, creating community contributed news and journalism at the WP Minute. Part of the Matt Report Media Network. We also have Hawa Abishaya, freelance project manager transitioning into the WordPress space, a board member and volunteer at Big Orange Heart, including WordFest, and one of the Make Training team reps. Thank you for being here, Hawa. All the way from London, I believe, right?
Yep, that's right.
All right. Joe Casabona, coming straight to us from Pennsylvania. Punxsutawney Phil coming up soon. Joe started his career almost 20 years ago as a freelance web developer before realizing his true passion, which is sharing his years of knowledge about website development, podcasting, and course creation to help creators and business owners. And I'm subscribed to 7 of his podcasts. They're all amazing, so check them out. Birgit Baldy. Birgit is the curator of the Gutenberg Times and co-host of the Gutenberg Changelog podcast with Greg Sielkowski. Automattic sponsors her work as a full-time developer advocate for WordPress. Woohoo!
Howdy, howdy!
And myself, I'm Daniel Schutzsmith, a mild-mannered web manager at Pinellas County Government down here in Florida by day, but I'm also one of the producers at the WP Minute and a maintainer of WP Livestreams Directory, which you may have heard me talk about before, and soon-to-be-launched WP Developers Toolbox. So let's get to it. We're going to go through each person. They're going to share a link. We're going to tweet out that link. So as you're going along, two speakers, let me know if you've already tweeted it out, and I'll go into your profile and find it and put it in the nest here. How you're up first.
So I've just tweeted mine out, and of course, I have to tweet out learn.wordpress.org, because I think it should be the number one tweet that goes out anyway, a resource for everybody coming to learn about WordPress. So if you don't know about it, it's a resource that's been built by the community, and we have got lesson plans, workshops, and courses, and we also have social learning spaces on there.
That's great. And what kind of things can we find there specifically, like on courses and such? Is it like courses around, you know, full site editing and things like that? Or
yeah, so we, as part of 5.9, the training team. So I'm one of the reps on the Make training team, along with Courtney Robertson and Pooja Dashari, and we took an undertaking to actually get content out ready for 5.9, first time we've done it, and I'm pleased to say that we did get some content out there, and one of them has been a course that was done by Roxy, and it's about full site editing, so it's from a user's point of view, and it's the first part, and I believe the second part should be coming out later this month. And we do have a couple of workshops and lesson plans that are out there as well that are 5.9. I'm just going to tweet out that. Actually, you said I can only do one link. Can I add the link to the course?
Sure, we can do more. We can do more. Yeah. Speakers, feel free to ask any questions or give any thoughts to these things. I'm looking at the workshops here, and I don't know how I missed this, that there's so many workshops.
There are. The workshops came about just around during the pandemic. So we've always had lesson plans on there. And obviously the lesson plans have been there to help meet up organizers. You couldn't get a speaker, didn't know what to talk about. You could just go and get a lesson plan and walk through that during your meetup. And I believe some people have used it in training, general training of the students as well, in boot camps and things like that. I know Courtney has used it quite a lot as a resource, and she has contributed quite a lot. And I know she's in here listening. Yeah, and then, yeah, workshops. So workshops, you can watch one of the videos and you can join a social learning space to discuss it. And I know we've been doing a lot more with social learning spaces now, so the formats of those could slightly change. It's experimenting with different ways of delivering social learning spaces.
I know that other kind of course-based like websites that have a lot of WordPress stuff have the notion of different tracks, I guess, like you'd see at WordCamps. Are there plans for that at learn.wordpress.org? Because I know you cover a wide range of topics. It says here from first-time blogger to seasoned developer. Will there be some guidance coming down the pike on if you're a first-time blogger, where do you go, versus if you're a seasoned developer, where do you go?
Yeah, so we've just sending out the latest course now. We have been doing some work this year on looking, actually we started last year, in terms of defining what our goals are. And I do believe, Danny, you might be bringing a link up later on. But we've been looking at what our goals are in terms of the training team. So one of the things that Courtney has done, she did a high-level roadmap which looked at it. So it's essentially, you could possibly think about it as planning your own. If you are starting from a user or you're starting from a developer, it's one route that you could look at.
Gotcha.
I think I didn't even realize there's quizzes on here.
Yep.
You can take an actual quiz.
Test you to make sure that you're doing it properly now. Just joking. Yeah, there are quizzes on there. Each of them have quizzes. And within the lesson plans, we also have exercises that people can follow as well. Yeah.
How does one apply to be a teacher, somebody to present one of these workshops?
So on Mirror With Me, we do have... And I will take you to, I wish I could type as fast as I talk. That would be really great. Right. So I've just shared out the link for the high level roadmap that Courtney did. So we do have a way that you can contribute and get involved. That link is right on Learn, but I will share it. And so if you want to be a facilitator and submit your workshop or create a social learning space, there are some guidelines, but essentially you just walk through and submit your application and the team reviews it and just puts you on.
That's pretty cool. I know there's a few folks in the community that have said they were at least helping proofread and things like that, and technically read to make sure things were correct and they were put together the past few weeks. So it sounds like I need to get involved, actually.
Yeah, so do some every month we as a team we discuss what we're going to do for that month. So we essentially run a sprint every month and we post out on Make what we're actually working on for that month. So
gotcha.
If anyone came on, they would have seen what we were working on for January, and a lot of it was geared towards 5.9. We're going to continue with that for February and also look at some of the things that we identified during our team goal setting that we're going to target for this month as well. So that should, because tomorrow is February, so we should be releasing that out tomorrow, but I will post the link just in terms of if anyone wants to know what we're working on, this is what we're working on.
Great. Let's move on to the next. Joe, you're on deck.
All right. This feels like shameless self-promotion, but it's something that I think about, hopefully as evidenced by my question to how it's my website, wplearningpaths.com, where I break down resources based on where you are in your WordPress journey. So I've got 3 resources for beginner, 2 resources for site builder, and then 3 resources for developer. The reason I built this and the most lacking section is actually the site builder section. I haven't come across a lot of resources specifically for the site builders, the no-code WordPress folks. I was asked in another event, the GoWP Happiness Hour last week, who is full site editing for? And I think it's for a whole sect of no-code people who can now make their way to WordPress, because you don't just need to know a page builder, or you don't just need to know a specific theme to build sites without code. I put this resource together. I'm going to see how far I can get with full site editing, with just full site editing, even though I'm a developer. So I'll be using 2022 to customize this as much as possible without code. So it'll be my learning journey being built in real life, but it's also a resource for people who are looking to learn WordPress.
Fantastic. And I mean that. This is awesome.
Fantastic.
This is something I've been tweeting a lot about in the past week or two. And I hear it in your podcast too, how you mentioned some of the same things. Yeah. And it's that path that it just doesn't exist for some folks that are coming from outside the space. If you're not understanding the WordPress vernacular, our jargon, even the fact that .org and .com are different, these are all the jarring things to people when they first come in. So this is real good.
I've definitely made it a mission for 2022 to get some more perspective swapping, I'm going to say, between inside and outside the WordPress space. Because I think you're right. People coming from outside the WordPress space, the straw man is probably people who write WordPress with a lowercase p. But sure, it's the people who don't fully know the terms. They don't really know what to look for. On the same token, the people who have been entrenched in WordPress for almost 20 years, I started using it in 2004, probably can learn a lot from people who have just started in the no-code space, or who have been using Squarespace or something like that. So I think my mission is to connect the two this year and help them learn from each other, which hopefully makes a more rich community in both places.
Yeah. Matt, did you have something you wanted to say?
Yeah, it was actually a question for Hawa as well, is which profile, and I think Joe started to address it, but which profile of end user do you see both of the official learn path or Joe's path? What type of WordPress user is this? I guess more specifically for how is like WordPress sees every type of WordPress user. How do you even begin to prioritize the type of content or the type of educational content that you create? But Joe, first to you, developer, web professional, end user, like how are you categorizing your type of
data block, how to use block pad,
and get involved.
Great.
Like make.
Cool. I know there's a few folks in the community that have said they were at least helping proofread and things like that. And I guess technically read to make sure things were correct and they were put together the past few weeks. So it sounds like I need to get involved actually.
Every month we, as a team, we discuss what we were going to do for that month. So we're looking at, we essentially run a sprint every month and we post out on Make what we're actually working on.
This is awesome.
Some more rich community, how to use WordPress.
In the training team, it's
almost, I know you need people. I know you need people to keep making content, but it's also, I think it's a marketing thing too. Of like,
how do I learn it?
Gotcha.
how to use WordPress, or it could be
the official learn path
per actually developer. So
great. Let's move on to the next. Joe, you're on deck.
All right. This feels like shameless self-promotion, but it's something that I think about, hopefully as evidenced by my question to how it's my website, wplearningpaths.com, where I break down resources based on where you are in your WordPress journey. So I've got 3 resources for beginner, 2 resources for site builder, and then 3 resources for developer. The reason I built this and the most lacking section is actually the site builder section. I haven't come across a lot of resources specifically for the site builders, the no code WordPress folks. I was asked in another event, the GoWP Happiness Hour last week, who is full site editing for? And I think it's for a whole sect of no code people who can now make their way to WordPress, because you don't just need to know a page builder, or you don't just need to know a specific theme to build sites without code. I put this resource together. I'm going to see how far I can get with full site editing, with just full site editing, even though I'm a developer, using 2022 to customize this as much as possible without code. So it'll be my learning journey being built in real life, but it's also a resource for people who are looking to learn WordPress.
Fantastic. And I mean that. This is awesome.
Fantastic.
This is something I've been tweeting a lot about in the past week or two. And I hear it in your podcast too, how you mentioned some of the same things. It's that path that it just doesn't exist for some folks that are coming from outside the space. If you're not understanding the WordPress vernacular, our jargon, even the fact that .org and .com are different, like these are all jarring things to people when they first come in. So this is real good.
I've definitely made it a mission for 2022 to get some more perspective swapping, I'm going to say, between inside and outside the WordPress space. Because I think you're right. People coming from outside the WordPress space, the straw man is probably people who write WordPress with a lowercase p. But sure, it's the people who don't fully know the terms. They don't really know what to look for. On the same token, the people who have been entrenched in WordPress for almost 20 years, I started using it in 2004, probably can learn a lot from people who have just started in the no-code space, or who have been using Squarespace or something like that. So I think my mission is to connect the two this year and help them learn from each other, which hopefully makes a more rich community in both places.
Yeah. Matt, did you have something? Did you have something you wanted to say?
Yeah, it was actually a question for Hawa as well, is which profile, and I think Joe started to address it, but which profile of end user do you see both of the official learn path or Joe's path? What type of WordPress user is this? I guess more specifically for Hawa, is like WordPress sees every type of WordPress user. How do you even begin to prioritize the type of content or the type of educational content that you create? But Joe, first to you, developer, web professional, end user, like how are you categorizing your type of your education?
Yeah, like the courses that I create or this site specifically that we're talking about now?
This site specifically.
Yeah, so I'm going to say I'm optimizing it in search, but I don't know really how to do that properly. But I want this to answer the question, how do I learn WordPress? This could be somebody who, for a beginner, right? If they're like, I have no idea how to use WordPress. Or it could be the developer who's like, how do I make a WordPress theme? So I guess my target audience is people from outside the WordPress space who don't necessarily know where to look to find something to learn. I'm going to say that this is probably not somebody who's like already a LinkedIn Learning member, because they're probably just going to go there, or not necessarily even somebody who already knows who I am or of my Gutenberg courses, because they're just trying to answer this question. WordPress was dropped in my lap. How do I learn it?
Gotcha.
Yeah, it just brought me to, I just tweeted out who can learn help, because we looked at this a while ago, back August, because the vision for Learn, at least within the training team, is huge because you can impact so many different people. So you do have your users, your extenders, whether that is freelancers or designers or developers, and you've also got your contributors and your leaders as well. So it's highlighting there are many different paths. And I think that roadmap that I shared earlier breaks down in terms of the sort of people that we think Learn can help and the different pathways that they could go through or they could come from. And to add to that, part of, like I said, when we had our team goal setting is looking at, well, what are we actually going to focus on? Because it's so huge. And it's looking at, well, we need to have a needs analysis and determine what it is that people want. And by people, just not just our users, but also our employers, what are they actually seeking for in terms of the skills that they want to actually see candidates coming to them have?
There's so much content to it, Learn, that it's almost, I know you need people. I know you need people to keep making content, but it's also, I think it's a marketing thing too, like getting people really to understand that exists there. And in a way that a similar thing that Joe has, here's the path that you should follow. And I do see you have some things laid out like that there. But yeah.
Yeah, in terms of, we do need a lot of bodies to help. Yep. So yeah, we need everyone really. It's not the developers, the marketers, the designers, because at the moment when you look at Learn, and I know after the needs analysis and there was a UX audit that was done last year. So that look and feel of Learn will also change, because obviously at the moment when you go into it, it's just, you just see lesson plans and workshops. So there is work that needs to be done, but the training team is a small team at the moment. And so shout out to anybody who wants to come and join and help. We'd be more than happy to have you.
And I put Birgit's link up top there too for folks too who are interested in becoming a facilitator as well.
It's funny, I was on a webinar the other day for a piece of software called Descript, which is very popular in the podcasting space. Basically transcribes your audio and you edit audio through text instead of visually through waveforms. And the CEO does this webinar maybe once a quarter or something like that. And I think it's one of the better pieces of software that I use, fairly straightforward, pretty easy to use and understand. Yeah, slight learning curve like everything else, but it's not tremendously difficult. And they have a ton of content and a ton of content that's actually in the context of the app. So wherever you're in the app, you can always get access to a knowledge base article, a video, a tutorial, and they do webinars all the time, at least two or three a month, according to my inbox. And the CEO pulls up a person from the audience to ask questions. And that person says, gee, I wish you could create more content around using this piece of software. And I could see in his eyes, he just wanted to be like, do we not create enough already? And it's just, every person is going to want to learn it a different way. This particular person was like, yeah, but I want to start from scratch. And he's like, there's a whole course over here. There's an academy over there. There's this 3-hour long video on YouTube. And it's, every person is always going to want something different. And even for an app like Descript, the challenge for WordPress is just, wow. it's just a big challenge, I think, for WordPress. But you guys are... the team and everything is just doing an amazing job.
Yeah. And to be fair too, there is because I'm doing the WP live streams directory, I'm seeing all the different things that are coming across my feeds that I'm putting into our calendar, and the social learning team there, they must have at least 4 or 5 webinars a week, basically, that they're kicking out. So it's been very fast and furious. And they look like really good attended webinars too. We're talking like 70 plus people almost every time. So a lot of people are interested in it.
Hey, if you're just tuning in, this is the first WP Minute live session on Twitter Spaces. WP Minute is an experiment in community journalism and reporting news for WordPress. You can find us at the WP Minute. It's hosted by Daniel Shute-Smith. He's your navigator today. And the hashtag is hashtag WP Minute. I'm the creative genius behind that hashtag. That is the value that I bring to the show.
Absolutely. That works well. Birgit, let's hear from you.
I'm going right into the WordPress Social Learning Spaces, which is a meetup group, and it's also on the learn.wordpress.org. There's a social calendar where a lot of these social learning spaces are actually there. I'm here to share a link to the first event of the Gutenberg Developers Hours, an event where developers can bring their problems, their questions, their code, the demos to an expert panel and then get answers from the various people. And February 8th event will have Nick Diego, developer advocate at WP Engine and plugin developer and theme developer. And then also Fabian Kagi, who works TenUp and has done quite some Gutenberg demo development and also some great apps around and always keeps the conversation flowing. And then the third panelist will be Tammy Lister, who is one of the designers of the Gutenberg project and also now works for XWP and trains developers there and has some interesting ideas on gradual adoption of Gutenberg depending on your skill level. So that's what we're going to discuss on February 8th, 11 a.m. Eastern and 1600 UTC. And that's all on the WordPress learning, social learning group on a meetup. You can do that. Or there is also a post on the Make blog because I put a proposal together to actually rally some experts together who wanted to be participating. This is only the first of four events. We will do it every other Tuesday. So it will be February 8th, then February 22nd, March 8th, and then March 22nd. And we will have a changing panel. And also after that, we do a recap with the panelists, with the participants, and see how we can improve the event and then continue doing that also in an Asia Pacific comfortable time zone, because this is in the middle of a night for them. So that's my link today. And I'm just, totally amazed how far the learn.wordpress team came with all the content that they put out just about for WordPress 5.9. Yeah, there's a lot of, how to use the navigator block, how to use block patterns, how to use all this on the site. So there are some great events coming up.
That sounds great. And that is quite a lineup. did I hear you? So that's the lineup for the first one, and then that changes each session. Is that right?
Yes. Yeah.
That's good. Awesome.
Some of them are repeaters. So I said, okay, I will do all the four. We will also have George Mamadishvili is there. Also, Joni Halabi. And I forgot. Sorry.
Oh, that's great. And Nick's here in the audience, so hello, Nick. So at this, it looks like you can actually bring your questions that you might have. So if you're trying to figure something out, if you're looking to get more clarification on something, like actually getting the folks that do this regularly to walk you through it, that's pretty awesome.
Yeah, and I think that's a missing piece on the learning part, because we developers, we are mostly trying to figure it out themselves, get some examples, go out and Stack Overflow or wherever. But there is not a whole lot of, there's a lot of documentation out there, but never for that specific use case. And sometimes you just need to have an expert kind of walk you through an approach. Like, I want to do this kind of blog or block. What would be necessary? Do I use the sidebar? Do I use the toolbar? Do I extend the core block? Or do I create my own block? Can I do this? What I'm doing with custom fields? What I'm doing with custom post types? All these kind of questions. And those panelists will have some answers for you that you can make a better decision on how to approach things. Because, of course, there are always 15 ways to skin the cat, but what is the best one for you is hard to find out sometimes.
Yeah, and that's where I'm at as a developer. Like, I'm still the PHP based HTML developer. I didn't heed anyone's warning to learn JavaScript more, so I'm playing catch up as we go along. So most of the blocks I'm creating are
you and I both.
Yeah. I think it goes back to what Joe was saying before, too, about the different pathways and people coming to WordPress. I also feel the questions around JavaScript specifically and React and how we can use it in the block editor and also FSE, I think, is really important as well. So to have folks that have actually worked on this a bit to give that clarification, that's terrific.
Yeah, that feeds right into, if I may, share a second link, which is sure. The block theme generator that Carolina Niemark, she has been on the WordPress team for a long time, also has a website called Full Site Editing, and she just published a block theme generator. And you can create different levels of the theme that you want to try out. And if you want to have an empty theme, you get the 6 normal templates like index, single page, archive, 404, and search, the theme JSON file, and that's it. Yeah, no patterns, no block style. If you want to have a more elaborate theme that you want to learn from, then you can get the basic theme, which also has a custom template, has 2 template parts, 3 block patterns, and then also custom block styles that you can put in the sidebar, as well as additional styles for the form elements. And the theme JSON that comes with it has quite a few different variations there that you can adopt there, be it custom colors or being duotones or being stylings for specific blocks on a general basis. And the best one to learn from is probably the advanced theme that you can download there that has 7 templates, has 4 templates for pages and posts, but also 7 block patterns, custom styles, shows you how to include Google fonts, how to create unregister block styles and patterns, and also how to have filters on there. That's a quite learning tools when you you know how to code, but you also want to look at code and see, okay, that's interesting how she does that, or that's interesting, I've never thought that would work. Yeah, but here it works, and these are great examples.
That sounds great. I'm going to check that out. Matt, did you want to say something?
Yeah, so just quick question. Maybe you're just using Zoom for now, but I'm curious, because of the lack of WordCamps and meetups around the world, is there a different tool being used other than, let's say, just the Zoom of screen sharing, something that is more geared to, when I think back to WordCamps, obviously one of the most powerful things being in person, but I would just see people sitting side by side, laptop side by side, here's how you code this, pointing to that. Obviously in person, much easier to do that. Is there a different tool in place for this sort of like side by side coding learning, or maybe not yet, and just sort of just Zoom sharing for now?
No, for now, though, you mean the Gutenberg Developer Hours? Those are the Zoom meetings. They are not webinars, so we can see each other. Everybody can share when they want to. But it's relatively informal, but it's not a kind of sit next to me and do coding. What is out there are several Twitch streams. I know Ryan Welch has. Ryan Welch is RyanWelcher on Twitch. He does every Thursday morning at 10:30 Eastern a live stream about 2 hours where he codes certain problems or approaches certain things. He has done block, how you create a meme block or how you create a poll block and how to walk through on the Gutenberg release kind of thing. So it's interesting to see how he approaches every project pretty much the same way and then leads down, for this blog we need to enter some text controls, we need to work with data, we need to display something, like for a poll you need to display some hierarchy, some bar charts and all that. There are quite a few interesting streams out there. They're recorded and then he puts them up on his YouTube channel. If you follow the Gutenberg Times Weekend Edition, most of the time I have his link in there, so you can go to the Gutenberg Times the last Saturday Weekend Edition and you will see a few links that you can follow on the Twitch stream. I know Helen Husandi did a Twitch stream on where she tried to figure out full site editing for her own blog. It was last summer, so there were still a few bugs in there, but it was an interesting follow along. So that kind of thing is out there right now. Yeah.
Joe?
One of the things that I think going back to learning JavaScript and code, one of the things that excites me a lot about full site editing, especially as we look at the preliminary roadmap for 6.0, is that I feel like we're getting back to basics, right? Justin Tadlock had a really good article on the on WP Tavern. If this is modern WordPress theme development, sign me up. Where he was happy that he didn't have to spin up Node.js or whatever anything.
Right.
And that really excites me too, because like I had Pippin Williamson on my podcast like ages ago, and something he said that stuck with me and is like the thing that I carried through as a developer is if he dropped his laptop in a lake, he wanted to be able to walk into an Apple store, buy a new one, and have it up and running in an hour or less. And with some of these developer tools, I don't know if that's possible. So it's cool that theme development is getting easier. I think it's going to decrease the learning curve, especially for first-time WordPress theme developers.
Yeah, I totally agree, Joe. There is no build step in there. There is no Node.js. There is no big Webpack kind of thing. It's really relatively clean in HTML, CSS, and maybe a little bit PHP for the functions PHP if you need it. But other than that, you could do this. You could even create a theme in the full site editor, the site editor, on once you log into WordPress, and then export that and then use that theme on another page or site. Rather, it's not completely perfect yet. Of course, it's the first version. I don't think it's ready for production, and it still has the beta label, but it's going there. It does not need the full JavaScript on, but it also means that a lot of themes have a lot of plugins territory in their theme packed in, yeah, like custom post types and additional custom fields and all that kind of built into their theme. So this method of theme developing is more for let the theme be a theme and everything else goes in plugins way. And that's right. Yeah, Joe, you got it. That's back to basics. That's what a theme's supposed to be.
Yeah, I love that. That's something I thought too, is that I think this is the next step in the great decoupling, the true decoupling of themes and plugins and layout and functionality, which is great, which is absolutely.
It's a big proponent and lover of the whole MVC framework, the whole concept of you have the model, you have the viewer, and then you have the control, and basically separating those different pieces to it. And we always had that with WordPress, but not completely. But now it really feels that we're going to that direction, that you truly could separate the functionality from the design, especially with what we're seeing with theme.json and all that. So it's a very exciting time to be working with that. Birgit, was there something else you want to mention?
No, unless anybody has any questions.
No, I just had one thing to add to when I think Joe was asking about, or maybe it was you, Matt, about the different streaming platforms. We do have post out that is asking for guidance on that. We recognize that it's not just Zoom. People do want to use Twitch and whatever other platform you want to use. So there is a person, I think Courtney shared it out on the space. So if anybody wants to contribute to that. So things that we just need to consider around if you're using your logos and subscribing, asking people to subscribe, that sort of stuff. But just the different platforms that people want to actually use.
Just a comment from Courtney Robertson that she would love to see LearnWP kind of work with code spaces and VS Code and have a way to actually have code along that line. I think that's an interesting idea. Fabulous, yeah. And I know that Fabian Kagi was also working on a tool that lets you, when you do a tutorial, that lets you embed some code with all the, where you can change it on the browser and then copy paste it into your own environment. But you don't have to, just to do the example, you don't have to spin up all the things that you need, even for block development. But he's working on it, and I talked about it on the latest changelog because he was a guest on there. And it's a very promising development there. He got the inspiration from the React documentation beta that they have published right now. And that is definitely going these places. Yeah, thanks for the reminder, Courtney.
while we're mentioning it too, I think React is another area that I just keep thinking has so much potential. to bring in a flood of new folks into WordPress. And I think it's this something around that to me is very interesting and almost exciting about the fact that it's this wide open frontier that we really haven't had any large, as far as I know, any large JavaScript agencies come in or any larger movement other than that we put the whole concept of Gutenberg around React. But now it's, if you think about opening it up to people who are doing other types of SaaS apps and the types of things out there, and they realize the potential that they can do inside of WordPress with what they already know about React, that's where I really hope that we can attract those audiences as well and bring them over into the fold there. All right.
Very exciting.
Let's see. We just have me left. Matt, did you want to reset the room? Are we good?
Let's reset the room because we're professionals around here. This is the WP Minute live Twitter space talking about learning WordPress with WordPress 5.9 that happened last week. There's lots to learn. And we're excited to have three great panelists on to help us learn WordPress. You can expect to see us maybe once a month around here doing some live Twitter spaces with Daniel Shootsmith at the helm. Join the hashtag Link Squad at thewpminute.com, thewpminute.com, your experiment in WordPress community journalism and news. I think now if anyone has any questions about learning WordPress or any reactions, responses to what our panelists have shared today, feel free to raise your hand, request to speak. And as long as you don't come at us like crazy folks in the movie Zombie Land,
no pitchforks.
We'll bring you up on stage.
Yep, no pitchforks. And also, too, if you have a link that you'd like to share, feel free to tweet that out and then hop on here to ask to speak. I'll go and do mine now, so share mine. And I got to preface this by the fact that none of us talked about our links ahead of time. It just so happens that a lot of us chose links that were from the Make team and the specifically Learn WordPress team. Mine as well. So mine was specifically about the training team goals. And again, you'll hear her name mentioned a lot, but Courtney was the one who showed this to me, and I think it was maybe even yesterday or the day before, that the training team goals for 2022, there's some really great things in here talking about the representation of stakeholders and making sure they have the right people at the table to be able to be involved. Also talking about the different methods and priorities and what obstacles they're dealing with. But one of the things that really stood out to me, and it was almost a footnote that I heard, was the whole concept of certifications that we're experimenting or looking into kind of certifications in Q4 2022 around LearnWP. And this is something I think that everyone has their own opinions about certification. The reality is people do get attracted to having certifications, especially if it's done by a body that everyone sees as the expert or the lead body in whatever that industry is. And so to me, it just opens up another avenue of just professionalism and also just that capability there to attract those folks coming from other industries and other areas where they're focusing on web development to now realize that they can do this type of thing over here. I know it'll be a slow roll and it'll be something that'll have to be done over time, but I think it's just very exciting to see that coming, seeing that as a possibility here and putting things together. And Courtney's actually requesting, go ahead, Joe.
I just want to provide a little bit of context for this because I'm sure Courtney, you'll probably remember, but actually I can't remember if you were at the 2015 Community Summit, but we talked about certification, like official certification, at the Community Summit. Were you there, Courtney?
I was, yes. And so Community Summit, if people are listening that aren't familiar, Community Summit happens every few years before one of the international level WordCamps, I would say, so or a continental level. They've held it in US and also EU. I was not present for EU. And I was petrified out of my mind during that conversation. And there are those that have spoken about WordPress governance that were very involved, we'll say. That was terrifying to me at that point in my journey. I will be the first to tell you. As a side note, I later went on to teach at a boot camp, and my boot camp organizers were, I advised how much PHP individuals would need, even front-end devs, seeking beginner entry-level roles in the WordPress product space, and that involved sufficient amount of PHP for plugin troubleshooting type of things. And we went through a course about underscores and learned the template hierarchy and template tags, but the students still were not yet at a skill level where they would be able to apply and pass the tech screening questions for one of the plugin companies, not naming names in this one, but they wouldn't have been able to pass that exam. And I told my bootcamp organizers, look, this is problematic if we're tacking WordPress development onto a front-end bootcamp. And they're like, we need some official direction or guidelines for that. And I am very thankful and fortunate that my role now means helping create some of those resources for outside of the WordPress bubble, those that would do that training.
Yeah, I remember everything that you spoke about. I was pretty warmed up at that point because we also talked about dropping the ban. This is the first time that we had like a real community discussion banning certain venues for WordCamps, local WordCamps, and I was pretty heated about that. So this was like a cakewalk for me. But I know the big question was who would be the kind of arbiter of certification, right? Because automatic was ruled out because this was more of a open source community thing. And there was no real arm or governing body, to use maybe not the best term, but there was no arbiter for that. It looks like learn.wordpress is the thing that could serve in that capacity as the place that can determine what is certification, and it's backed by the open source project and the foundation. But I know there were a lot of concerns around who's going to be the person who says that this is a certificate, right? Because like Microsoft can give out certificates for Microsoft systems, and Oracle can give out certificates for Oracle systems, but who's going to say this is an official certificate for the open source project?
Yeah, so in that context, Learn is a great segue for that. And why the training team will be conducting first a needs analysis and then forming a curriculum advisory board, and then further down the road, we're only talking in Q4 about doing discovery. And discovery would look like learning what has worked and what did not work from other open source and proprietary organizations that have pursued certification. Learn what was great and what was not great. And tapping into other places that have navigated those waters, and also hearing the concerns, for instance, of web development related careers, the training programs for those. So whether people take a pathway of design, develop, content marketer, factoring in what the needs are for guidance from those types of organizations. What do they need to get their trainees up to job sufficient, ready to apply? And I think that's a really big area to consider. And I will always say, you could get the jobs, whether you have gone through and gotten a degree or taken a couple of Udemy courses, LinkedIn Learning courses are great too, books, whatever method it is that you learn, you can still get jobs without these certifications. But I see certification as more of a framework for, here is what would help someone be proficient in various job pathways.
Yeah, it almost goes back to answering the question that we opened this whole space with, which is who are you and where do you go to learn what? If you have a certification path, then all right, I want to be a WordPress content editor. Here's the path. I want to be a WordPress developer. These are the things that, according to the open source project or according to whomever, that you should know to be a proficient WordPress developer. I think that's, I love seeing that on the roadmap for the Learn team, or the training team, sorry.
Yeah, we're interchangeable. But again, a huge thanks. I see quite a few people that drop in through the training team. And Joe, I know that you were part of the training team in those early years too. We were a group that was centrally based out of DC and Philly and all of those areas.
Yeah.
So it's been exciting to see the work that this team has put in and the meetings that took place to form that goal setting were 3 weeks, 3 hours-ish each time. So there was a lot of work. I want to make sure that others are credited and attributed to that. That's not just Courtney sat down and whipped out a post. That was a lot of effort across at least a dozen people there in the meetings.
That's great. It's things like that that I think is really exciting to know that there are folks that are interested in this kind of thing. And if any of you are interested in this, we talked a lot about LearnWP here, and we put different links up top there that you can also get involved with some of those things. Matt Medeiros, any final parting thoughts?
No, this has been fantastic. I learned a lot, as I normally do. It's pretty easy for me to learn from smart folks that come together on Twitter and in the WordPress space. So I appreciate Birgit, Joe, and how I can't wait for you to start a podcast because you have the podcaster's voice. It's about time you start the podcast. But I appreciate everything that you do there, everything you share on the WP Minute. Same with you, Birgit, with all of your Gutenberg knowledge. Joe, give or take. But Daniel, thanks for hosting today. It was fantastic. Everyone follow Daniel, Birgit, Joe, and Hawa on Twitter and follow us at thewpminute.com. Daniel, thanks again for everything you do here.
Ooh, that's good. Thank you all for coming.
Yeah. Thanks, everybody.
Thank you, Daniel.
Thank you.
Thanks, everybody. Bye.
Take care. Bye-bye.
Thank you.